East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Life-saving South Africa is urging municipalities to review their safety plans ahead of the busy holiday season. The organization's Dire Sudat says they're concerned about recent reports of drownings at beaches and public swimming areas. He says with holidaymakers expected to start flocking to the coast in a few weeks, municipalities need to shift their planning mindset to focus on prevention. He says while they acknowledge the safety measures being rolled out by local authorities, communities remain vulnerable in the weeks leading up to the holiday period.
We call on municipalities to do more by deploying professional and seasonal lifeguards much earlier in the season, extend lifeguard patrols to cover more areas during the warmer months, erect visible safety signage, and communicate safety advisories the year round, and of course, utilize our life-saving South Africa Water Smart education to reach more citizens and visitors.
Sudat says beach safety isn't only the responsibility of lifeguards.
Life-saving South Africa also calls on bathers to only swim where and when lifeguards are on duty. Due to rip currents developing at any time of day and night, Life-saving South Africa warns bathers not to enter the ocean if there are no lifeguards on duty at that particular beach.
Mop-up operations are continuing in Newcastle after a severe storm unleashed flash floods in the northern KZN town. Parts of the central business district remain closed as authorities assess the damages. KZN Cocktus and Zelwa Mzila says disaster teams are still on the ground assisting affected families.
The MSC for COCTA, Reverend Tulasuze Buthelezi, is urging all residents in the Newcastle area to exercise extreme caution, especially when navigating roadways, and for them to heed instructions from emergency personnel. The South African Weather Service has forecast inclement weather conditions that are expected to continue on Monday and Tuesday in parts of the province, including Newcastle.
KwaZulu Private Ambulance Services says frail and elderly residents from two care facilities were safely evacuated. Spokesperson Craig Botha says teams had to move vulnerable patients through damaged corridors to dry sections of the buildings.
Initial assessments revealed serious roof damage in the frail care wings, with water streaming into residents' rooms. Simultaneously, the ground floor units of both facilities were experiencing significant flooding, with water levels creating a substantial risk to the elderly and physically disabled residents.
And the Gauteng government has condemned the vandalism of newly installed G20 summit signage near NASREC, where the G20 leaders summit is set to take place next weekend. Streetlights and traffic lights were also damaged along the R55 route. The provincial government's Elijah Mhlanga.
We call upon members of the public to work with the police to ensure that these criminals are arrested. It has become clear in our view that this is not just petty crime, but it is organized, it is deliberate, and that it is orchestrated by people who have something to gain from the vandalism.
26 in Durban, Richards Bay, 27 Maritzburg, going up to 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, perfect weekend for Lando Norris with victory in Sao Paulo Grand Prix and Marumo Gallants to play Orlando Pirates in Carling Knockout Final.